Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
It's a Friday edition here on Zero Block 30, and today we only have two rounds in the magazine. Round number one, my friend Big Cat is a huge military head, and he's been begging to co-host ZBT, so we're finally going to let him. We're going to ask Colonel Cat a few questions. And round number two, a fella tried to join ISIS, but his lawyer roasted him in open court. He's got to actually join ISIS now, right? And all that is going to be brought to you by our good friends at Fuck Me. I just had the hats open and I closed them.
Damn it.
All right. So it's Roman. Yeah, Roman swipes are clinically proven to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting. You don't require a prescription to get them. Roman continues swipes in a discreet, unmarked package, and each swipe is small enough to hide in your wallet, in your front pocket, in your back pocket, any pocket you need. They're super easy to use. Just take them things out, swipe it on that big, juicy, fat hog of yours, and you're ready to give it a go. Right, Dan?
Yes. Point of order. Wrong. Are we starting?
Yeah, we're starting.
Point of order. Yeah. So, Chaps, you asked me to come on. Mm-hmm. In terms of like military communication, wouldn't you say it's very important?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so at 11:30, I walked into the PMT studio and Cons is there and I was like, "All right. Well, who's recording?" And we're like, "Well, we don't know cuz Chaps just said we're going to do it at 11:30 in the PMT studio." So I had to, as a lieutenant, go and find everyone to set everything up, and my current general essentially just didn't communicate any of it. Was like, "Hey, we'll just snap our fingers and a podcast will get made." I don't know. Just seemed like...
I don't care about that at all.
Seemed it's pretty dysfunctional.
Done. That's all I care about. I care about improvised adapting and overcoming. You're doing that.
Okay,
First lesson of the day.
All right.
Sometimes you have to be Semper Gumby. You have to be flexible, and we have to get things done in an unorthodox manner.
So the other thing I wanted to say before we get going is, as much as you guys may ask me, I will not tell you how many people I killed.
That's really honorable of you.
But it was like between 12 and 13 around in the old Call of Duty. So,
wow.
Yeah.
How many times did you get killed?
I won't tell you. Like,
how many times did you
25?
Get killed?
25? Pretty bad ratio.
Yeah. I tried a new game the other day that wasn't Call of Duty and it involves snow. It's way too hard. People are wearing white camouflage. They're running through the snow. I can't see anyone. Anyone ever.
Wait, so it's just
Call of Duty? I ran around in that game for like 15 minutes.
Call of Duty Blizzard.
Did you play the X Games game? Is that what you're playing?
No, it was the Sam's Choice of Call of Duty. It was free on the Xbox Marketplace.
Got it.
Because I only like playing campaign mode. I don't like playing with all these children that are running around and doing all the things.
I agree with you.
But the campaign modes are like 5 minutes now.
Oh, see, I haven't played. I pretty much only play Call of Duty when it's like World War II. Yeah, I played World War II when it was like 2007 it came out, and then when it came out again like a few years ago, I played that a lot.
Is that your favorite war?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By far. My number one war. I'll probably go World War II.
Rank your wars.
Civil War, Revolutionary War, World War I. And that was all of them, right?
No, I'm surprised you didn't bring up the War of 1812.
The War of 1812.
That's where good,
the
White House, that's good Mount Rushmore, yeah, that's as you would say.
Mount Rushmore of wars.
Yeah, somebody wanted you to do a Mount Rushmore of the military branches. You just got to leave off two.
Wait, what are the military? Oh, so my Mount Rushmore
Space
military.
Force and Coast Guard.
Well, Coast Guard's on my Mount Rushmore military branches.
Okay.
Wow.
Coast Guard, Marines, Army, Navy.
Okay, so
it.
no Air Force and no Space Force.
Wow,
I got a
good
question. I heard someone once told me that if you go to Air Force Academy, you get a free Porsche.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That seems like bribery to serve.
Yeah, why do you think their like, football team has been
good?
That's
a huge sponsor. That's who their stadium is presented by.
Oh, Porsche. Okay. Mm-hmm. I should have gone to Air Force.
Yeah. But for real, they have this team. If you go to Air Force, I didn't know this until we went to their academy. You have like the ability just in the afternoon, if you want to go parachute, just to take a little bus down there and jump out of a plane. Anytime
That's
you
crazy.
Want.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Imagine
nuts.
That instead of taking a
as
nap.
As long as they're flying, you can jump out. And people will tie your parachute. They'll do whatever you need.
Okay, so I
you can come with us next time we go.
I should have put Air Force in there, so I'm gonna kick Marines out.
I thought that you would have not said Marines because we don't actually have sports.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Do you think the Marines should have a sports team?
Well, actually, there was a Marine for the first time in a long time that just made the Olympics in wrestling.
Oh, okay,
that's cool. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Which is rare because we don't like the Army and Navy and Air Force. They have full-time athletic teams. Marines don't. Like, you have to do it on the side. Like, you still have to do your regular job, and then you can go do wrestling. So he made the Olympics still doing his normal job.
Damn.
That's pretty impressive. Crazy. Yeah, the Army and Navy have the world-class athletes program. Basically, all you do is train for the Olympics in your respective sport.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And now our former Marines. Guest, Jenna Burkett, she made it to the final. She's almost there. She's almost there.
Is there a Marine school?
No. They go to the Naval Academy.
Yeah.
Got it.
Some of the officers go to the Naval Academy. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Coast Guard, though?
So you can get that by going to GetRoman.com. /zero.
Oh, fuck. We haven't even started?
No. That's good. GetRoman.com. We're going to ask Dan some topics because I know Dan loves the military. People don't know that you actually wrote your thesis on Vietnam, right?
Yeah. I love the military. I love everyone who served. I love everyone who hasn't served but thought about serving. Mark Wahlberg for what he hypothetically could have done on September 11th. I love all these people.
Yeah.
And people are going to think that you're saying that sarcastically, but realistically, that's
genuine as it
gets. I love history. I love, I majored in history and poli-sci, so I love this shit. I don't really like politics anymore.
Every time you pass camouflage, you send me a picture and say thanks for your service.
Yeah, exactly. So I do. I'm fascinated by it. I watch old documentaries, all that stuff.
Hell yeah, me too. So we took to Twitter because we wanted to ask people what some questions for you. And I think that you're going to, one is going to put you in a tough spot because there's a lot of things that I'm not sure if you have the experience to answer.
Okay.
But I like that you're going to give it a try. One, the first question, you are in. Let's place you in, let's say, Afghanistan. The temperature outside is -5. So you're there in the wintertime. It's cold. You're on a mountain. You've got to jerk off. Where do you do it?
Damn.
You didn't think you'd get these hard-hitting questions.
Are you allowed to jerk off in the military?
It depends. You can use it, but you got to do it with your own spank bank. You can't bring in, especially if you're in like a area that doesn't allow pornography, you can't bring it.
Couldn't
people
you just,
have it, but you're not supposed to. You got to keep it hidden.
I would just jerk off in the comfort of my sleeping bag. Do I have a sleeping bag?
Sure do.
Yeah.
So sleep system. But yeah.
There's going to be a bunch of people right there by you.
You could do it
quietly.
Quietly.
Put a sock over that thing.
Of course you can.
I got no problem with the quick part. So yeah, it would be in your sleeping bag. Also, isn't there just a kind of unspoken rule like, hey, listen. If I got to clear my head here, like just, you might see me rustling around in the sleeping bag.
Yeah, pay me
just,
no mind.
Yeah, right. Leave me alone.
Right.
We used to have that. My buddy Jake Rich, that was my roommate, he had a poncho liner that sounds almost like a windbreaker, and he used to love to rub that on his dick. And so I could hear it on the other side. I'm like, dude, I know you're not fucking dancing to MC Hammer. Just please stop. I can hear you. Just ask me to leave for a few minutes. Con, same question for you. Where's your ideal combat jack spot?
Good question.
Same temperature, same location.
That's got to be the same answer. I don't know that there are really any other options, to be honest.
All right, well, here's my answer.
Actually, I'd probably have my own Humvee, if we're being factual here, as the officer. I'd probably have a Humvee. So
you
I'd probably
take people out of the Humvee? You're going to drive it yourself?
No, I wouldn't kick them out.
Are you running an Uber operation in Afghanistan?
No, I would just, be there in my front seat, my TC seat.
Okay. My answer is I would go to a Port-a-John. I would save 3 or 4 of the different MRE heaters, light those things while I'm in the Port-a-John, get it to warm up in there a little bit, and then jerk off in the warmth.
So you would do a sauna, a Port-a-John sauna. Got it.
Yeah, which would be smelly. Because we talked about it before, the heat opens up your nostrils.
Mm-hmm. You would activate all the stuff that's already in there.
That's exactly right. Mm. If you had to pick somebody from Barstool's office to cover you in a firefight, who would it be?
Well, could I pick you guys?
Other than us.
Cover me in a firefight.
I guess, because she's not here. But yeah, keep in mind, she had a baby 2 weeks ago.
Well, I was going to say, isn't it kind of weird? Like it was 2 full weeks ago. Is she ever going to come back to work?
I don't know. She's being real lazy.
she's really milking this whole, you know, no pun intended.
Yesterday on Twitter, she's like, oh, thing. My vagina still hurts. I'm like, grow up, dude. It's been 2 weeks.
Okay, someone to cover me in a firefight, non-military. Ooh, this is a tough question. I actually would... Hank plays a lot of Warzone. Mm-hmm. I'll go with Billy. Billy, I don't know if you saw Billy's tweet last week when he was very drunk. He's like, I would throw it all away to be a Navy SEAL.
I did see that.
Which was very funny, not because, like...
He's the ideal size. If you look at Navy SEALs, it's Billy size and build, yeah, like, to a T.
Well, yes. The funny part about that was not that he thinks that he could be a Navy SEAL. It's that he was throwing away nothing. Like, he doesn't even have a full-time job. So he's like, I'm walking away from my kingdom.
Shit
I got,
you see
I
this van that
away.
I still haven't sold? You see this van? I throw it away.
You're finishing your last semester of college. Like, you have not done anything to throw away yet. So, yeah, that was very funny.
That's what's interesting here at Barstool, that people have that idea of grandeur, that they're this huge cog in the wheel here.
Throw
like,
it all away.
I'm throwing it away. I'm walking away.
Yeah. But yeah,
Sean, who would you pick?
Billy's my answer for sure.
Billy, that's a good answer. I think Billy would do well, and he's twisted enough to be able to sit in an area for a while with Overwatch.
Well, too. And also, as much shit as I give Billy, like, I actually do think he's very, very loyal, and he, mm-hmm. in a tough situation, like, he's a tough kid. He would do well.
Yeah,
and he knocked out Canseco.
Canseco.
True.
Right.
So he's not afraid to get in the ring, get in the mix. Mm-hmm. I like that. I'd probably pick either PFT or fights, just because. I think both those guys would just sit in a foxhole with you, you know, dipping and just sit there and complain just the right amount. But push comes to shove, they're not afraid to mix it up. I mean, PFT played rugby. John's been in I don't know how many fights. So I think those would be my choices.
Okay.
My answer is Frank the Tank.
Yeah, because no, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
If he saw Dan in the shit and he could absolutely have the weapons in his hands, there's no doubt that he's not going to be trigger shot. You give him the weapon, he's going after it.
Yeah.
If he's pissed and watching Dan out there, he's like, oh, here we go.
Right. Yeah. No, that's true. You're right.
I actually got a similar question, kind of related, from Twitter. I saw this is from Army QB9 Class of 2006, which is oddly specific Twitter handle. If you were in a foxhole with the two most light guys in the platoon and the enemy was advancing, would you run away scared and leave them in the foxhole?
So if I was in a foxhole with two other guys?
Yeah, the most light guys in the platoon. And the enemy was about to...
What do you mean the most light guys?
Like, everybody likes those guys more than ever.
Oh, light
yes.
guys. No, I wouldn't run away. You're not supposed to run away, right?
Exactly.
Isn't that, like, the number one rule? Don't right. run away?
Exactly. You'd stay in the foxhole.
I mean, what is he going to say there? Yes, I'm going to run away.
You'd like, run the fuck away. I'm also not pussy. Fast. So, like, I would absolutely choose death over... having to sprint.
Death over dishonor, and too.
Well, no, just death over, like,
having
you're like,
to run.
Hey, you have to run, like, 5 miles to get away from here, or you could fight and you have, like, a 1% chance of surviving. If I'm laying down, I'd definitely take the, like, stay laying down option.
Mm-hmm. That's what mm-hmm. I said. Well, before I went, they were said, well, you got to get in good shape, you got to be your best PFT and all that stuff. Well, I went in my best shape, but I told them, like, look, if it ever goes down where I need to run 3 miles in boots and utes in combat, just fucking kill me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around for that. Just set an artillery round and just blow me the fuck up.
Speaking of that, did you guys just see, I think it was an Army captain female. She just broke the record for the 1 mile in the full EOD suit. She ran mm-hmm. A mile and you know, the suit that you go dispose of bombs in 10 minutes.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Pretty That's intense. Crazy.
I think those weigh like 100 pounds or something.
They're not light. Yeah. You got to imagine, you know, it's attempting to at least shield you as best it can from a bomb. So it's not light.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Dan, do you think you could run a mile right now?
Yeah, I can run a mile.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still an athlete.
Yeah, true.
I still have something in me, the inner athlete in me.
True.
You're bench press if I needed to.
You're no Brandon Walker.
I can do
you
it.
How many pull-ups did you do? About a year ago, you and Dave did pull-ups. How many did you do?
Dips. I did like 10.
That's pretty good.
Oh.
I could probably bust out. I could do
2.5 pops right now.
Okay.
That wouldn't qualify.
Counting is the jump up.
Nope. You got to start at a dead hang. If you start hang, how many? Three is the minimum.
I just said, I don't know. I wish we had a pull-up bar.
Damn.
I do too. Three is the minimum. We got to do that.
I'll try it tomorrow. I actually think that the hater athlete of me, I could do three, but I wouldn't be able to, like, if I had to do three. And then you asked me to do three more 10 minutes later, I wouldn't be able to do it.
What about clap push-ups?
I think if you were ever an athlete, everyone has enough muscle memory to do at least five.
Yeah.
If you ever were remotely athletic.
I agree.
How many clap push-ups do you have to do?
None. That's just a question that I got for you.
I could probably do five.
Okay.
Clap push-ups?
We'll find out.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's definitely pretty good. Yeah. Mm. All right. Continuing on. You want to do it right now?
Go ahead, try. Wow. Let's see how many you can do right now.
Dan is now, he's taking off the headphones. He's getting down. Hold on. Let me get my camera ready here because we got to.
Okay.
You're good whenever you're ready, buddy. That's one.
One.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Get to 10. Eight. Nine. 10. Wow.
Nicely done, Daniel.
And he could have done more.
I can do 5 pull-ups.
Yeah, I believe it. If you can do 10 clap push-ups, you can do 5.
Like athletic in a while, but just getting myself on the ground there and just being like, you got this, dude.
Honest to God, how old are you right now, Dan?
36.
You're 37?
36.
36. What the fuck?
Yeah, come on.
I don't know. So you're 36 years old. Look at Dan. Right now, Cons.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, put him in a Navy chief uniform.
Oh, easily.
With that mustache?
Easily.
Yep.
Big time Navy chief vibes.
Yep. Yeah.
Always
has, doesn't matter the time of day, always has that big mug of coffee that hasn't been washed in 20 years.
You love coffee, don't you, Dan?
Yeah, he does.
I have a question. Do old generals and shit, can they get fat?
Yeah.
The standards definitely do relax as you get
older. They usually don't because they don't want the troops to see them looking fat. And one, like General Mattis, for example, served like 40 years. Once you have that type of lifestyle for that long, I don't think he could stop his day-to-day grind if he wanted to. I don't think he could do it.
So, because I would definitely be the fat guy, like older.
But you're not fat. You're just kind of like
the Navy chief.
Bigger.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. And if you get a little bit chubby, but not so chubby that they need to kick you out, you're still in regs, you can get something called the PT waiver, where you don't have to PT with everybody else. Is that something that you would want?
What does that mean? What's
physical
PT?
Training.
So you don't have to work out with everybody else. Yes. When everybody else goes out in the morning and runs 3 to 5 miles, you don't have to do that. You stay back and you just kind of like hang out and wait for everybody.
I'm showing Dan a picture right now of my old colonel. He's a general now. I imagine that's what you would look like.
Yeah. He's strong.
Yeah, just thick and strong. General. And now he's General Tim Daugherty. Yeah, he just got the high and tight. Dan would look good with a high and tight too.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
He would look pretty good with the high and tight.
High and tight mustache, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Next one up. We have a list of military inventions or not military inventions. You have to tell us which one it is. Is it military or not military? Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
All right, first one up, Siri.
The chick on your phone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not military.
No, that's military.
Fuck. Really?
Yeah, Steve Jobs ripped that off.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was a DARPA program.
Do you think, was it a chick talking?
Probably not. It was probably a white guy.
Oh, I was going to say, like, what do you think that then, to go to the first question, people like would jerk off to Siri?
Yeah. If you could do that, like make her go into your headset and be like, Siri, tell me. Read me Hustler magazine, where were you in 1987? Yeah. And they start talking about I was there getting a perm. You were rubbing your cock in front of me.
Or hey Siri, do you feel naughty? Have you been a naughty
girl?
Yes,
Dan. Oh. I do feel naughty.
Yeah, right. It's innovation right there.
I'm coming. I'm coming. I actually wrote a blog for Alexa. Whenever we were going to be, Barstool was going to have the Alexa morning brief thing. And Keith asked me to write a blog for it where you could do it. and it was Alexa talking to you about fucking her.
Okay.
I'll find that for Kyle and he could pump that in. It was something. All right, next one up, Slinkies.
That feels like that was military.
Yes, Slinky is a military invention. You're absolutely right. I actually sent that one to Kyle for a joke, and it turns out that it is real.
What was it, yeah, Kyle?
They used it to dampen the shaking on a ship for sensitive equipment like radars and whatnot.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
And then they realized it kind of sucked at that, but it was a great toy.
Ah, interesting. Okay, I like that.
Silly Putty.
That's not military.
No, that one is military.
Are they all military?
No, they're not.
No, he's giving you some that aren't.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. What was Silly Putty?
They were researching synthetic rubber for tires during World War II because Japan owned most of the rubber output. So they're trying to come up with new tire stuff.
I wonder what that process is like. With. We really need to get somebody from DARPA on the show because they always invent all this crazy shit. And then once they realize it doesn't have a military application, do they say hey, Mattel, come look at this. Do you want to buy this?
With Silly Putty, it was kind of accidental. The guy realized it was a failure, and then someone got their hands on it. It was a toy store, I think in Massachusetts even. And they were like, hey, this is a fun toy, and if you put it on newspaper, it'll directly copy it. So they marketed it as a toy, and it was huge.
Do you do anything with Silly Putty besides copy the newspaper? I can't remember as a kid doing anything but that.
Eating it?
Throwing it and making it stick against the wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a big guy for that. Mm. Let's go with the train. Is the train a military or non-military invention?
Non-military.
That's exactly right, Dan. Well done. Woo. It's not. You nailed that one. All right, next up, my favorite, your favorite. We were wearing them about 2 years ago. We need to bring that back. Condoms.
Ooh. Yeah, that seems like military to keep your gun. No, it's not. Mm-mm. It's not. What I was going to say was it's not military.
Nope. Yeah, you're right. That's not. You weren't looking at Kyle shaking his head at all. That was definitely not military. Penicillin.
That's military.
That's right.
Yep. I knew that. Because
this one's tricky. Now think about it. The sanitary napkin, or for those listening at home, tampons.
Military.
That's exactly right.
Very good.
Have you ever heard this? Why? Yeah, tell me.
I'm not sure why. Do you know that one, Kyle?
Of course. World War One. They used it as a bandage.
Yeah, it's the female to clot nurses. Against blood. Yeah, right?
Right. The female nurses were like, hey, this would work great for other things too. Mm-hmm. So they started using them.
Huh. Interesting.
They're fantastic for nosebleeds.
Interesting.
Yep.
I've never had a nosebleed in my entire life. Would that preclude me from the military?
No, I think that's actually a good thing.
Yeah. Shit. Okay.
That would propel you to the top.
Mm. Yeah, nosebleeds aren't exactly a desirable trait for soldierly virtue.
I have great eyesight. I could be a sniper.
Ooh, or a pilot. Ooh.
Or a pilot.
Yeah, we're going to ask you that in a little bit, what job you would want to do. Did you know my favorite sanitary napkin military story crossover is NASA? When the first woman was going to space, she was going for 10 days. They wanted to send her 300 tampons.
Oh, my God.
I had no idea how many how many you need for 10 days, 300.
That's like a 19-year-old trying to buy beer for a party. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I just got 10,000 beers.
Yeah.
It's six of us.
All right. A couple more. Duct tape.
That feels very. No. Wait, is NASA part of the military?
No.
Okay. Then no.
It's military.
Fuck.
It's a military one.
I was just thinking of Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks.
Oh, man. Yeah,
they
used
duct tape to get them back to Earth.
That's true.
All right. Here's another one. TNT.
No.
That's right. It's not. Kyle, explain that one. This one's actually mind-blowing.
That was used as yellow dye for 30 years, and then they realized it explodes.
Interesting.
Really well, too. Huh. Yeah.
Because when he told me that it wasn't a military, I said, well, maybe it was for mining, because I could see the miners inventing that.
Or the railroads. Stuff up.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, which is non-military.
Imagine you're the first guy, though, to figure out the stuff's explosive.
Yeah, that sucks.
That would be terrible.
And I was telling Kyle, there's this stuff called ammonium nitrate. That's another type of explosive. Mm-hmm. And it sweats. Like, it's one of the only explosive that sweats. So it comes in like a butcher paper type paper where it's wrapped like a sausage, but it's in butcher paper. And it, once it gets older, it'll start to sweat. The first person that figured out it'll give you the most intense headache of your life if you hold it even for like 2 minutes must have been in serious pain.
Holy not knowing shit. What it is.
Probably.
Because it's the same stuff that if you have a heart attack, they'll give it to you to up your heart rate. So you could stand there and hold it for no time and it'll be in your bloodstream. It's crazy.
Holy shit.
And that's the most unstable explosive that we have. That's like a common explosive. So that's the only one in like our kit that if you run it over, it could explode.
Holy fuck. You guys just carried it around?
Mm-hmm. I used to, not ammonium nitrate, but like C4. I used to cut a brick of C4 and put it on my flak jacket. So when my dog was looking for stuff, I could throw it. And like when he wasn't paying attention, put it down somewhere. So he felt like he had found something recently.
Huh.
In actuality, he just strapped that to his chest because he thought it looked cool.
Wait, what if someone shot it?
Doesn't matter. You can shoot C4, nothing happens.
Really?
Yeah, so all those things are like, oh, he's got a trunk full of C4. Who cares? If he doesn't have a blasting cap, it's not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Now you get to call that out in movies when you see
it. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll make that guy look really cool.
Well, actually.
Yeah.
All right, last one, refrigerators.
Yes.
No.
Fuck.
Dan, you kind of stink at this game.
Well, I thought he would finish with I'm really just trying to guess like which ones.
I know. And it was kind of like that cup game where I'm moving a ball in a cup and trying to keep Dan on his toes big time. What was the refrigerator for, Kyle?
It was, it's a lot older than you'd think. People would like boil certain gases and it would make them super cold. And then they blow that over other things. I didn't get into the science of it. I just saw the 15th century and was like, neat.
Cool.
First refrigerator. Yeah. Damn. Oh, yeah. I really do suck at that game. What are you going to do?
That's okay. But now you know. Now you've learned.
Mm-hmm.
The big lesson from this one was a lot of stuff has been invented by the military and a lot of stuff hasn't.
Well, see? That just shows your maturity level. You're able to still have a good takeaway.
Yeah. All right. So another question that people had for you. If you were going to carry a gun every day, you become gun cat. Okay. What gun are you carrying?
I'm not a huge gun guy, so I don't really know. I mean, it would be a handgun, but it would be like a big handgun. I've shot handguns. I've shot all kinds of guns.
Let's change the question up. You've seen a bunch of military movies, played Call of Duty. You get to pick what weapon system you get to fire. Which one would you want your job to be?
Probably an Uzi.
That's not one.
Okay. Sawed off Uzi.
Sawed off Uzi is one.
Is it? Okay. Good. No. Perfect. I would like to be a sniper. I think I could be good at because, like, I have good eyesight. I also love laying down and just staying like and still for a very long period of time. I think I'm suited for it.
You're great at urinating on yourself.
Yeah, urinating on myself. Exactly. Like this I could cat. Just lay down there. Yep. I could lay on a roof forever.
Now you have to stay quiet. You can't move around a lot. That means no snacking.
Ooh, okay. So maybe I'm out. So what's the best snacking position in the military? Well,
how about you be a reservist sniper, where you still do all the training, but in reality, then you just get to do like Overwatch on buildings, where it's a lot more relaxed.
Okay, yeah. So that sounds good to me. Yeah, like sitting in like a front of a bunch of computers, so I can snack away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Navy chief life. I'm telling you, Dan would be the greatest Navy chief of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about shotgun? Do people have shotguns in the military?
I had a shotgun. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shotguns are really fun. That's like the easiest, funnest training day that there is the day that you just go out and shoot shotguns.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because you don't even have to be accurate.
Nope.
Nope. It's unless great. They put plugs in. Whenever you're starting to shoot like plugs, then it's a little bit more accurate.
I got a question. Speaking of snacks, is how fast would Dan get addicted to Rippets? Rippets are the military low-grade version of energy drinks. And they come in these little, like, pony cans that are, like, this tall. They're
delicious.
I'm already
addicted.
Yeah.
I'm already addicted. Like, I just don't have any, but I'm addicted.
Okay. Let's put yourself – what's your favorite gas station chain? Do you have one?
No, I'm not really a big fan of gas station chains.
You've been to Bucky's, though, right?
Yeah, let's say Wawa, just for the shout-out to people in Philly.
Okay, we'll do Wawa for the people in Philly and shout out Kate. You are designing an MRE. It's got to be stuff that is non-perishable.
This is a great question.
What is MRE?
Meal ready to eat. That come in the package with the vacuum sealed food.
Got it. Okay.
So you're going into Wawa, you're going to build an MRE.
You're going to build an MRE just from things that you can get in Walmart. You need to have a protein. You need to have a carb. You get to have a sweet. And then you get a condiment to go with it.
Okay. So it has to be, so it can't, it has to like last, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's got to be able to last at least 5 years. Let's say five years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ramen.
I don't know. That actually might work.
Ramen
could work, but you have to be in a place where you would have potable water.
Well, no, you could just eat it.
Yeah. I guess you would have your water dogs there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ramen, Slim Jims.
Mm-hmm.
Something sweet.
I would do peanut butter M&Ms.
It's a good choice.
Those last a long time. Then what's the last thing?
That's actually a military invention. The M&M.
Yeah. And then hot sauce.
Yeah, that's one in every Tabasco, little jar of Tabasco.
That's actually that's pretty much what I eat.
Yeah, that's great. But did you know they've gotten rid of the tiny little Tabasco bottles?
They did?
Yes. When we were doing the MREs with Vibs a few months ago. There were no little Tabascos. There are these cute little bottles of Tabasco like that big.
Adorable.
For whatever reason. I guess maybe the military lost their contract with Tabasco.
Damn.
I used to take those little things, and if I was feeling tired on watch, I would just empty it into my mouth, and that would wake me up, all the spiciness.
That's smart.
Yeah, that would definitely always take a half-decent meal and kick it up a notch and make it much more edible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's a great MRE from Wawa Food.
Yeah, I'm actually excited for that.
Oh, you know what else?
It sounds like a prison meal, honestly. Yeah. I feel like you could have done better.
No. What?
Better. I mean, that's like...
Do better.
Okay, so from in there, I'm going to get one of the Dentymore stew things that's on the side.
What is that?
The little white, they come in like a white little tray, and you could heat that up the same exact way.
Oh, kind of like a TV dinner type stew?
Yeah, TV dinner, but it's non-perishable as well. For my carbs, I'm probably going to go, let's say, probably a Twinkie.
Okay, this is not better.
Yeah, it is.
So then, it's not. I agree. It's not.
It's not.
And then my sweet would be Skittles.
That's not better.
I don't think it's better.
That's worse.
The only thing I would change
from
Dan's. But
I have more calories.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm on a diet.
Slim Cat.
On an MRE?
Yeah.
The only thing I would change instead of peanut butter M&Ms, I'd go peanut M&Ms. And those already exist in MREs.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
You know what else exists? When was the last time you had a Capri Sun?
Ooh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, you guys get meals that are...
What? What are you talking about?
Capri Suns are in there now.
No.
I could have sworn they were in there the last I checked.
No, I think you saw that on Duffelblog. I think that's real.
Chaps, so every MRE has the carb, the sweet, the... protein. And then,
yep.
Do worms count as the protein? And then
yeah,
what
worms
about
can count.
Metal shavings? Is that, mm-hmm. what is that? That's the sweet?
That's the accoutrement. That's like the same thing as the Tabasco. It's a little Tabasco sauce.
The garnish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a garnish. All right, so let's move on to round number two, which is going to be brought to you by our good friends at Barstool Golf Supreme. I actually went on this. I hadn't heard about it like in an email or anything. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I went and downloaded the app. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I can't believe it's a Barstool app, that it runs that smoothly and efficiently. It's incredible. If you're trying to go golfing, trying to book a tee time, look no further, because they officially launched it. And everybody's going to want to. Like, the next 2 weekends are going to be insane in the morning if you're trying to golf, because the Masters is going on and all that. But make sure you go download Barstool Golf Time app today. You can get rewards. You can tell Riggs and Frankie, Trent and Lurch all about the different courses. You get to review them, and it'll be on the Barstool platform forever. Make sure you go check that out. Let's move into round number two, which today comes to us from the Military Times. And this story says, a prosecutor says a Tennessee man has been helping spread Islamic State propaganda, but a defense attorney told a judge the man's an actual loser who lives with his mother and isn't a threat. Benjamin Allen Carpenter, dubbed Abu Hamza, was arrested in Knoxville, Tennessee on March 24th after a grand jury indicted him on charges of attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Carpenter is the leader of a publication that translates ISIS material into English, and he provided English translations of ISIS content to someone he believed was affiliated with the terrorist group, but was actually an FBI undercover agent. Carpenter has not traveled to meet with ISIS members, but again, his lawyer just wanted to make sure that everyone knows, and this is a direct quote, my client is, quote, part nerd, part loser, who spends most of his days on a computer in his bedroom where he's lived for more than 2 years since breaking up with his only girlfriend, and he has no bank account, no car, works a few hours a week, and that's as a pet sitter. Dan, that is a, if that is written about you and said in a court of law, you immediately have to go join ISIS,
you
right?
Have to. The fact, like, there was some extra there that didn't really need to be put in, like his only girlfriend. Throwing that out there.
Could have just said his last girlfriend.
Yeah, like his last girlfriend. Like, no, his only girlfriend. Just a brutal, brutal takedown.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I imagine this guy is sitting in court hearing his defense attorney doing that with like the Joker standing at the microphone. Yes. He's like, really? Like, that was necessary? You have to immediately. You might even need to declare a mistrial at that point.
Yeah. Well, I have a question. What's the state of ISIS right now? Are they still like,
I mean, they're still kicking around.
Are they putting out like
Spanish? I think they're like Masuminos.
Masuminos, okay. Yeah, cuz like Al-Qaeda's gone, right?
Al-Qaeda? No.
No.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm. Damn.
We haven't really been doing much the last 20 years.
Yeah, seriously. That whole time we've been in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Okay.
I don't know.
We're just kind of like treading water.
Yeah.
All right.
ISIS actually has issued a bunch of proclamations saying that they won the war.
Oh, well, what is it? Control the media before the media controls you.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there's a little spin zone.
Yeah,
we should
right.
do it too.
Get out of it.
Now if we go out there and say, actually, we won the war, we're going to look like a bunch of idiots.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, we can't. Like, they've already said it first. So yeah. I don't know if we can come back with that. This actually reminds me of this guy, though. I was just happy to be watching last night. Remember that movie, I, Tonya, about Tonya Harding?
Yes.
And they interviewed the friend of Jeff Galooly who said he took, like, espionage classes, and they just said, like, no, you didn't.
Right, right.
That's this guy right here. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm helping ISIS. We're really making a lot of headway. I'm like, no, you're not. You're living in your basement with your mom. You just lost your only girlfriend who ever lived.
Only girlfriend. Brutal. Just brutal.
Unfortunate.
All right, so we're going to put you in the position where you are Chief Cat to close out the show. You're Chief Cat.
Okay.
The responsibility of a chief oftentimes is to give his troops or her troops a safety brief before a long weekend.
Oh.
You have to give the troops a safety brief. What are you telling them?
All right, so I've actually retired from any type of pump-up speech or anything like that because a few weeks ago when we were in Detroit, I went and visited my friend Tony Scheffler, who coaches varsity girls basketball at his former high school, and I gave him a pump-up speech before their playoff game, and they lost by 30.
Oof.
So I'm out on this.
This is less of a pump-up speech and
this
more,
is
of,
more
a,
of like, be
do
careful.
Not screw up, be
okay,
careful
yeah,
speech.
Don't fuck up. Let's see. It's... Don't do anything that makes me look bad. That's really what it comes down to. If you do something bad and I don't know about it, that's fine. But if you do something that makes me look bad, then your ass is grass.
That kind of makes sense because the only way that he would find out about it is if they got arrested.
Right.
Or really screwed up something very badly on post.
I always think that like, and I, this will probably be, you know, as a father,
how you threw that in there.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. How I parent my child and children is that I will always say, like, hey, you're going to make mistakes. Just don't let me, don't have it come on me. You know what I mean? Because then you give them a little bit of leeway. It's like, hey, I'm not saying don't go have fun. Mm-hmm. Just don't make me look bad. Don't make it so that I find out about it.
Don't ruin the good cat's name.
Right, exactly. Like, you can go do your thing. Just remember there's a limit. And when you hit that limit, which is making me look bad, you got to stop and use your head.
One of your sailors is out drunk on the weekend, calls you and says, hey, I'm drunk. Can you come get me? What do you say?
Well, I put my phone on do not disturb at like 9 o'clock every night. You're not supposed to do that?
Not probably no. not as a leader, yeah. In the
well,
military.
Guess what? That's part of the deal. If yeah. you're in my platoon, Chief Cat doesn't 9 p.m. to about 9 a.m. is do not disturb. So
can you
just
put that
deal with
military
it.
Time off the top of your head?
Mm, yes, I can. Hold on.
Here we go. 9 p.m.
is hold on. It's oh fuck. Actually, wait. No, I know how to do this.
If it makes you feel any 21, better.
21.
There you go. There you go. Very good. It. I was going to say, if it makes you feel better, I'm pretty sure Kate wouldn't be able to do that either.
Yeah, 21 no, to 0900.
There you go. Look at this guy. Chief Cat.
Is do not disturb.
I love it.
Absolute I love last it. Thing. And it made me think of it because Kant just said, Kate, the phonetic alphabet,
ooh.
A to Z.
Do you know what that is?
Best shot.
What do you
phonetic
mean?
Alphabet. It's like instead like of alpha, A, Bravo, like if you're spelling Charlie. Your name.
Okay,
like,
yeah, I can do it. All right.
All the way, A through Z.
All right. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Eugene. Fuck.
That's actually
Harry,
probably accurate.
That should yeah. be it.
It should
Harry,
be it.
Ian.
Harry, Ian.
Jokers.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, it's like K. You just say K.
Mm-hmm.
L. Larry. Is yeah. that is that right?
No.
No.
Okay. M is mom. N is no. Oh.
Can you imagine somebody saying no on the radio?
Yeah.
Like, what? We're going to go to Ian. No.
No.
O is Ophelia.
Sure.
Yes.
Great song.
What's after O?
P.
P is phlegm.
yeah. Yep.
He is in phlegm.
Depends. It, like the Navy uses pneumonia.
All right, P.
The Air Force uses pterodactyl.
And OP. Yeah. Q is another one that's just, it's Q. Mm-hmm. You just say Q. Like, yeah. What? Is someone going to be like, was that a Q? As in BBQ? Yes. There is only one Q.
Yep.
Q, R, Rugrats. Mm-hmm. S.
Shout out, Tommy.
S is Superman. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. S T is Theodore.
I want you to think about Tango. Damn
Tango.
It, I said it.
Shit. Yes. Yeah. Tango is what I was gonna say. Tango.
Because you know that from Call of Duty, because it says yeah. Tango down.
Tango down. All right. So T, what's where am I at?
You.
You. Uranus. What's after you?
V.
V.
P is victory?
Very
oh,
close.
So close.
Victor.
Yeah. Victor, yeah.
Victor.
Fuck. And then what's next?
WXYZ.
WXYZ. W is win.
Mm-hmm.
X is xylophone. What is it in the military?
X-ray.
X-ray. Y is Youngstown Bob. And Z is ZBT.
There you go. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Nailed it.
What is Z?
Zulu.
Zulu?
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf, Hotel, India.
Ardo. Get it. All
right, I'll stop here. Well, actually, I had one last thing, one save round here. I wanted to hear your top five. This was a question. Top five military movies.
Mm. Saving Private Ryan.
Good one.
What's the one with Pyle who kills himself?
Full Metal Jacket.
Sorry, spoiler. Which that made me think when you were like, you get a PT waiver, you're like, you basically were like, you'd be Pyle, and then you just kill yourself.
Yeah, well, you love donuts.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
part of the reason why you got in trouble.
All right, what else? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. What other military movies? Oh, I loved the World War I one that came out.
Oh, 1917?
That was awesome.
That was fantastic. Yes.
Does Braveheart count? I think it does.
I guess
yeah,
it's...
We'll allow it.
Why
yeah.
wouldn't
we'll
it
allow
count?
It. We'll allow it.
Why wouldn't it count?
Yeah.
I liked... what was the one with Jeremy Renner?
Oh, the Hurt Locker.
Hurt Locker.
That one's absolutely terrible.
You didn't like it?
Well, it's not that it's not a good movie. It's just that it's a lot of inaccuracies.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think. What's the last one that I like? What are your guys? What's your guys' number one?
I bet you one that you like is Black Hawk Down.
Yes. Oh, Zero Dark Thirty. Yeah. I love that one. That that's one a very was interesting all the way
one.
Up there.
Very interesting.
Yes. My favorite is We Were Soldiers.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
What about Toy Soldiers?
Yes.
Very good, too. Yeah. I also like A Few Good Men.
Have you ever seen The Guardian with Ashton Kutcher and Kevin Costner?
No.
Yeah, you need to watch that.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's real good. These assholes still won't watch it, even though I've been telling them for 3 years.
I've seen it. It's just not that good.
It is good.
Don't what about dare. The movie with... Fuck, the space. Fuck.
We love Major Payne on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Major Payne?
Yeah.
That one's good with...
In the Army Now
Wayne
with Pauly Shore.
Yeah, In the Army Now. Ernest Goes to War.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Or Ernest Goes to Gitmo.
Ernest. I read that article that Gitmo's still just fucking...
Yeah, they're just kind
of that was the most misleading headline of all time. This, yeah. So if you are listening and you don't know, this week the Military Times posted an article that said that Gitmo was moving, and in reality they're just moving buildings. It was like they're moving barracks, and that's essentially it. But they made it seem the title made it seem like we were finally leaving Gitmo. That's not it. Dan, thanks so much for coming
Thank
on the show.
You,
we
Dan.
Appreciate
Chief
it, man.
Cat.
Yeah, it's
Chief
been
Cat.
Awesome. I really appreciate it. Again, terrible job as you, Commander Chaps, setting this up, but I was able to think on my feet.
You know what? I'll take ownership of this one as the officer, and then the boots on the ground. I'll take ownership. I should have walked in and squared everything away and asked you first.
Good thing that I was able to.
That's what I thought from the beginning, but I wasn't going to throw
No. That's hand up.
As long as
on
I
me.
Don't get blamed.
No, you're not getting blamed. It's on me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
and
anytime.
If you haven't heard, Dan also hosts a podcast called Pardon My Take. You
What's
should check
that
out
like?
If you haven't.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty chill. I assume Kate's just never coming back. So if you need me ever again, I'm down to do it.
Just enlist for a few years so you have some experience.
Yeah. Time. Just go to like a quickie boot camp.
Wait, how old do you have to be to...
I think you're too old now.
Ah,
you're definitely
shit.
Too old.
Because that sucks. I
think
was...
you can do the Army, actually.
Yeah, you could do the reserves, probably.
No,
because
I was just about to say I was thinking strongly about becoming a Marine, but it sounds like I can't do it.
Yeah.
Just send Billy in your stead.
Yeah. I was totally going to do it, too.
Imagine
if
you guys just
said
Billy.
I saw that look in your face. You're like, I want to go be a Marine. But you can't now.
It's out of my hands. Until they change the... Imagine like they just changed the law, and I'm just like, all right,
uh-oh.
Well, fuck. Here
no,
we
I
go.
Have to.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Dan.
Thanks, guys. Sound the retreat.